that best describes what these were. This was an underground network that was comprised of such things as people with money, firewood, embalming fluid.
Yeah.
Basements that interconnected to other basements through archways. So you could go from building to building to building to building to building to building, block to block to block to block to building to building to building. Houses standing to this very day made out of what was considered to be at that time a good opportunity. Tunnels went under the streets. Tunnels went under the streets. Catacombs. Tunnels went under the streets. Block to block to block to block. Tunnels went under the streets. Tunnels went under the streets. Catacombs. Tunnels went under the streets. Block to block to block to block. Building to building. People with money. Tunnels went under the streets. Catacombs.
Now how can you sell dead people? There was something seriously wrong here. Everyone was drunk. Opportunity knockout drops are so powerful. Opportunity knockout drops are so powerful. In fact, everyone was dead.
Well, like I said,
from block to block,
building to building,
the Shanghai tunnels are straight up illing. If you're out for a drink, don't ask for one more. Next thing you know, oh shit, a trap door. On the way to the floor, they chop off your head, stuff you full of straw. You aren't even dead. You aren't even dead yet. Not dead yet. You're not dead yet. You're not really dead. They take the shoes right off your feet. You'll be clenching bars tightly for a week. They just took your shoes off without untying. You must be using Velcro. Next thing you know, you're off to Shanghai and they eat your ass just to get high.
Well, like I said,
from
block to block,
building to building, the Shanghai tunnels are straight up building. The Shanghai tunnels our P-Town dealing.
Tunnels went under the street. Catacombs. Tunnels went under the street. Catacombs. Building to block the building.
Alright, do me again. Alright, so I'm starting over.